Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are doing this every Tuesday. They need to come hang out with Mooch and the missus.
That is called fascism. Okay, he is a fascist leader.
He's his own worst enemy. He's creating his own problems. You know, he's like one of those people who can't get out of their own way.
I don't want to be one of those Trump haters.
Okay,
I just want to make...
Everyone is a product of their upbringing and their personal loyalties. I'm a human being, and I probably got overtaken by the excitement of him winning.
The minute you called me to say, boom, as soon as I got that, boom, I called you right back.
Anyway, you lose the argument. All the ladies out there.
My mother's like, why are you cursing so much? I'm like, Ma, where do you think I learned it from?
We do this podcast. I go into the city. We have dinners together or we'll travel. We spend time to be together as a couple and a family and as business partners. And I feel like it really helps us.
You still love me?
I do.
Okay,
do you still love me?
Very much.
Okay, I don't know if you have, let's
very much my
there.
Liberal, hot wife.
Should I start shitting on the intro now or should I wait?
Oh my God, you cursed. It's not even...
Oh.
One second into the thing.
Okay, sorry. I mean,
you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Go ahead.
But
how are you, babe?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, how much weight did you gain over the holiday?
Well, I had lost like almost 10 pounds when I had my nose fixed.
This nose makes me very horny.
Oh, thank you. And now I gained back all of that and then some. But it's okay. And it's not even Christmas.
All right,
my arms have their own zip code right now.
All right, take.
So I packed you a medium shirt in your suitcase for your trip today, and I was like, well, hopefully I'll fit into this.
No, there's no chance. I'm back into large. I was in medium for about 7 seconds, but now
you were all like smug, thought that you were in you were buying mediums.
I was buying medium until I had your aunt's cheesecake.
Now, why do you say it? I say aunt. I don't know why you say aunt.
Okay, how do you pronounce it? Aunt or aunt?
Who says aunt?
I don't know.
Very
there's
needy.
A U in there. I don't know. All right, forget it. Let's move on. You're not even paying attention to the impeachment thing at this point, right?
Well, you also say Tramia. You also say Philadelphia with a
cool,
T-H.
But I grew up with people that didn't read. I mean, there was no
books
in the
house. But now that you've read the word, now that you see that.
Okay, I'm still practicing. I'm still practicing
or
the pronunciation.
Or Epiphany with a P-H, with a T-H. I'm like, and you were born on the Epiphany.
Right,
as
that's
you
true.
Say it, and you don't even know how to pronounce it.
Robot. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that was my birthday. All right, so let's go to the impeachment. So you're not even paying attention, right? You don't could care less, right?
No, so last night our babysitter said to me, I'm so sick of this. Like, he's not going anywhere, so why are they going through all this, you know, these motions of it's like nonsense already? It's so true. It's like enough. It's ridiculous.
Well, half the country, according to the vote, half the country wants him removed from office.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's 50% of the people.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, it's not going to happen because you don't think the Republicans will break.
I just don't. He just never has anything bad happen to him. He's like, again, the Teflon Don. He'll be fine. He'll be good.
But even the Teflon Don, you know, got himself in jail. He was put in jail in the end. I mean, this guy's got one crime after the next.
No. Nope.
Okay, so you think he broke the law, yes or no?
Of course he did. Of course he broke the law. And I just feel like it's so scary. He's setting such a terrible precedent, no pun intended, for everything and everyone going forward. You know, people, civilians, how we act, business people, how we handle ourselves, and future people in, you know, office, because they're like, wow, he's getting away with everything. He doesn't have to have any standards and doesn't have to tell the truth. I was in the gym at Nikki's school yesterday, and it said, do you want people to trust you? Always tell the truth. It was like a poster.
Right.
And I wanted to send it to him, Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's allergic to the truth. So yeah. I'm on the BBC yesterday.
Oh, so you think he's going to get impeached?
Well, he's 100% getting impeached. So
I mean, removed from office.
Removed from office. I still think there's a 25 to 30% chance he gets removed because once this cascade of additional information comes out, mm-hmm. and you know, this Lev Parnas thing is very, very bad for him. That's the Ukrainian that was brought into the inner circle by Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
He's agreed to cooperate in the impeachment investigation. And, you know, Adam Schiff is signaling, he did last night, that he's got a tremendous amount of information there. So to me, if all of that is presented and the absolute rank lawlessness and criminality is presented and the Republicans don't move to remove him, then you got a different. You're living in a different country. So I'm on the BBC. I want to ask you your opinion on this. I'm on the BBC yesterday, and they asked me a question: do you believe Donald Trump is an existential threat to the nation, or is this more personal animosity for me? So can I tell you how I answered that?
Yeah,
I said it was both. Yeah, of course I got personal animosity for this guy. This guy's a complete asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but in addition, I think he's breaking the law. So do you think...
I'm glad you're giving me cliff notes on your appearances because I stopped being able to watch them now.
Why is that?
No, just too much going on.
Okay.
Not on purpose.
No, I don't care, but I'm just saying, so do you think that that's an appropriate answer, bad answer?
Well, I think it's an honest answer.
Yeah.
Right? But but if he was not a criminal, I don't think you'd be on TV out of personal animosity trying to convince people he is, you know?
No, of course not.
I think that you're trying to shed light on some of this stuff, but it's backed up by your, whatever the word is, your Italian grudge match type thing.
You know what Italian Alzheimer's is?
Yes.
What is Italian Alzheimer's?
You remember everything but the bad thing.
No, you forget everything but the grudges.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. All right, so go to Bloomberg for a second, okay?
Eloquent.
So you like the mayor. You'd vote for the mayor?
Oh, my phone died. I'm over here. I'll come running to you.
Okay, you would vote for the mayor?
Mayor Bloomberg? Yeah, I'm going to vote for Mayor Bloomberg. I'm going to vote for Mayor Bloomberg if he runs. Yes, definitely.
You would vote for Mayor
Can Bloomberg. You guys hear me? Hello? Yes, I would. You wouldn't?
I would vote for Mayor Bloomberg. Yeah, I would vote for Mayor Bloomberg tonight. But if Mayor Bloomberg was the president of the United States tonight, I think the market rallies 5,000 points, and I think the world breathes a sigh. Literally, there'll be probably carbon emissions would go into space or something like that. I mean, the world would let out a big fart or something like that. You know what I mean?
Like decompression gas.
So he's at 6% in the poll. So he's popped from zero. Made the announcement, spent $50 million, is at 6% in the polls. I think he overtakes Biden. What do you think?
Well, Biden, I could never, seeing how he's been acting over the past few weeks, I could never vote for him. I saw something yesterday, I was like, oh my God. He was making no sense. He was talking about somebody playing with the leg hairs on his legs, and he was talking about how he knows all about roaches. And I have to send this. I'll post it on Twitter so you guys could all see. It absolutely made no sense, and I was like, I can't vote for this person. He's insane.
You having a good time, Joe?
But on the other hand, he's nice, but I just don't want him to be our president anymore.
So I want you to rank in your mind the voting. Mm-hmm. The people that are on the field right now, and could you ever vote for Donald Trump? ? And then I want you to rank the other people that are on the field.
Well, I don't. The only way I could ever vote for Donald Trump is if it's somebody ridiculous on the other side. I could never vote for an Elizabeth Warren or anybody like that. I just could never do that. I could probably vote for a Pete Buttigieg. I could vote for somebody that is more moderate, but I can't vote for a crazy left-wing liberal. I can't do that. So we'll have to see. But I don't think anybody is that great. We've had this conversation before, but I think Mike Bloomberg is an all-star. However, around Thanksgiving table discussions, I was quizzing people in our family, and everybody's like, no, he's too old, and no, he has no name recognition, and no, he's another corrupt businessman. But I really don't think he is a corrupt businessman. Do you?
I I don't think he's a corrupt businessman, but I think that the society now, because wealth has shifted so dramatically to a very small number of people, there's a very large group of people in the society now, I think that if you've made some level of money, particularly money at the scale that Mike's made or Mayor Bloomberg's made, they think that there's some level of corruption. And so that's a scary thing. Because when I was growing up and my dad had a blue-collar job, I don't remember any of us railing on rich people. I remember driving by big houses and my father saying, you know, someday you're going to have a house like that. You're going to go to school and live the American dream. I don't remember him thinking, let's blow up the goddamn house. You know, I don't remember that. So we're in a society now where you have that level of anxiety. So
I don't know what it is. I don't know what happened. Like something, people became a lot more like jealous or envious or something. You know
what
I mean?
Why?
I don't really know. Maybe because people flaunt their wealth or I don't know. There has to be like a catalyst for it. You know what I mean? I think people that were wealthy back in the day were a little more classy. You know, I think now money sometimes comes with this level of show-offy or, you know, just, I don't know what the word is, but I think rich people were kind of revered. Like they were thought, oh, they're rich for a reason. Like they actually were thought to be like more special or something, which is not the case, obviously. But I don't know. I think it was also less common to have money. So if you did, people thought you got there and got that for a reason, you know?
Okay, before we go to another questions, topics and stuff, I got to ask you this. Okay, Mike Bloomberg owns a news organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bloomberg.com, Bloomberg Business Week, et cetera. He's got all the terminals, but he's also has a journalistic news organization.
You know what I find to be amazing? Sorry, as a side note, that no technology has trumped, I hate using that word, but Bloomberg terminals. Like, I feel like people are still using Atari when I look at it. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing that nobody has replaced that technology?
Well, I mean, people have competed with them and people have replaced elements of that technology, but by and large, he created the major fount of information in the marketplace. He's also, because of his fixed income background, you go on a Bloomberg terminal. If you're running a credit shop the way we run a credit shop, you sort of need those analytics on the terminal. And so
I'm just saying,
that's why he's so rich.
Nobody has come up with a better way to view the analytics. It's literally like from the 80s, like the green screen,
yeah.
And the, you know.
I accept that, but I mean, it's just obviously, you know, look, those terminals are $3,000, $4,000, sometimes $3,000 a month. I mean, they're worth it if you're running money, so we have one. But the question I have for you, he's got this news organization. They write about politics. They cover the White House. They cover candidates. He's told his news organization they cannot cover him, and nobody on the opinion side of his news organization can say anything bad about him. Do you think that's a good idea, yes or no? And then the secondary thing is Donald Trump's team has banned now the Bloomberg people from covering him. They told them they've lost their press access. Okay, what do you think of that?
I think they should both let everyone cover them and stop controlling the situation. That's what I think.
Yes, I think that's a big mistake for Mike, actually.
Yeah.
You're running a news organization. It should be an independent agency, and you should just tell the people.
I guess he's
cover
worried about the business side and losing money.
Yeah, or I guess he's worried about them being critical of him. But I think it's a big mistake because I think it ends up you're now in the same camp as Donald Trump,
yeah,
in terms of trying to control the information.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my two cents on that. Let's go to Hong Kong. China is basically sending military ship and aircraft visits to Hong Kong, and they're sanctioning the American pro-democracy and human rights groups in retaliation for the law that just got signed, where, you know, the U.S. is obviously supporting the democratic protests and the quote-unquote democracy, pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. You think we should be involved with this? You think we should be denouncing them, or we should be worried about our own problems?
You know what I'm going to say. I mean, why are we sticking our nose? Just let them handle their own stuff. They're doing better than we think they are. You know, they don't really need us, to be honest. So we should just mind our own business and worry about our own stuff for now. We have so much going on and so much that needs to be fixed over here. It's so stupid. We're so distracted by everything.
So again, so I mean, you guys are, you know, you're closer to me politically than you actually think, because I think that this is a disaster for us.
What do you mean? It's not me being closer to you politically. You're the one that proclaims yourself as this, like, Republican, which none of your views are Republican. The only thing Republican about you is, and probably me also, is, like, the economy and things fiscally and economically. But other than that, like, general law and policy and also social and civil rights, I think you're very much not...
Well, yeah, no, I'm obviously socially, yeah,
I am to you.
I'm socially liberal, no question about that. But I think that I actually think what's going to be interesting, because if the Republican Party allows this level of lawlessness, then you sort of really can't, you have to do what Joe Scarborough and Bill Kristol and these other guys have done. You have to leave the party, because there's no way you could stay with these people. First of all, they probably don't even want me anymore. That's fine. But I think what they've done is absolutely a travesty to the nation. I mean, he's actually destroyed the party of Abraham Lincoln. It got started in 1856. Lincoln was the first Republican president. He has wiped out the party of Abraham Lincoln with his lawlessness. And the scary thing about this, the specter of this thing for our nation, is that there are willing supplicants as a result of self-aggrandizement, personal power, partisan politics, that are willing to ignore what he's done. There's a 128-page brief that the Republicans published coming out of the House to try to defend the president. I looked through it yesterday. It is total, absolute BS and nonsense. And so it's just, to me, I don't know where we're going, but I think he has almost given a mortal death blow to the Republican Party. What do you say?
I feel like you're always interviewing me. I don't know. I don't know why people can just be normal. That's all I know. I actually can't discuss it or think about it anymore, because people are nuts. I don't know why people are not good, inherently bad. I don't get it. And why people lie and all that stuff. I'm not talking about everyday white lies and blah, 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 but like big time scamming and lying and cheating and double lives and all of this. I don't get it. And I'm not trying to be judgmental or anything like that, but I just think it's a little bit disconcerting, because I feel like people are more rogue than I thought they ever were. So I think people have self-interest and they don't care, and they're just worrying about themselves, which is ridiculous. So that's the answer, and it's hard to even discuss anymore. It's so boring. It's monotonous. We have to talk about something else. Right. Like, what can we talk about?
We're going to switch topic. I won't name the name of the firm, but I was at a wirehouse, which is a financial institution, making a presentation. I said, do you care about the country or your 401k? I would say 70% of the people were like, well, I care about my 401k. And they were like, you know, they were less interested in the whole mechanisms of the way the country works.
I talk to most people, and they have no idea what I'm even talking about or what's going on, really. And before I was married to you, I mean, I knew what was going on, but I mean, also other administrations were way less, like, dysfunctional and newsworthy, I guess you should say. But I didn't pay attention at this level. I mean, I didn't care. I just went to work. The market, I kind of watched it because I worked at a financial institution, but I wasn't like every minute watching cable news to find out what's going on. Do you think most people were? No.
No.
No. So.
All right. So let's switch gears abruptly then. So you are shopping.
Who loves, so surprising, not loves, but like, I was talking to my mom the other night, and my mom is going to vote for Donald Trump again. She's like, I got an uptick in my Social Security check, and she's so old school. Like, she thinks that he's fine.
Fine.
She's fine. She defends him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? It's so weird.
Really? That was my...
And every time I ask her, like, well, what do you think about... He said, oh, I don't really care, because nobody's done anything for senior citizens until him. I'm like, okay.
Well, I think that was one of the smartest things that he did. The weird thing about Trump's base is that it's actually socially conservative and fiscally liberal. meaning they want those Medicare checks, Medicaid, they want the Social Security. And he's cutting it now, but he didn't cut it in the beginning. It was a very smart, astute assessment of who his base is. So he'll be tough to beat. There's no question about that. The economy is very strong. He'll be tough to beat, but when he's
very nauseous about him is the, I don't know, like I said, I didn't follow things as much when Obama was president or Bush or whatever, but like yesterday, for instance, I posted, which I've stopped doing. I've like basically gone off social media because I can't stand the negativity. But when I posted a picture of our Christmas tree, this woman writes, "Disgusting tree, just like you and your entire, you and your husband and your entire family." So I'm like, okay, who would write this about a Christmas tree picture, right? So the first line in her bio is Christian, Jesus lover, saved by Jesus. And I'm like, what? Like, how is that a Christian to write that my, that I have a disgusting family and my Christmas tree is disgusting? That's a Christian? So I never knew these people existed until Donald Trump became the president. He has made conservative Christians come out and they're like, they're so vile. I don't get it. He has pastors, quote unquote pastors, attacking us.
Right.
Like, get some class. Yeah. You don't find it to be bizarre?
I find it to be bizarre, but I think it's funny. So tell me
it's
about that.
Funny?
Yeah, I think it's funny because they're sitting there telling us that they're saved by Jesus, but then they're viciously attacking you at the same time. I mean, if you read the
but
teachings,
not only us, our kids. Like,
no, I know. If you read the teachings of Jesus, you're not. I mean, that's not the way of Jesus. Apparently, the way of Jesus is to turn the other cheek, and the way of Jesus is to do unto others as you would like to be done unto you. And so, I don't know. I don't attack anybody on Twitter unless they're coming strong at me, and then I do have to flip them once in a while.
Yeah, but this is like so, our pediatrician always tells me, because he's like, I think he's a Democrat, right?
Probably,
yeah. But, you know, his father was like this Kennedy Award-winning musician, and he said, so he hung around all of these, like, liberals, and he said they all, quote-unquote, loved humanity, hated humans. And it's the same exact thing. You're a Christian, but you don't act Christian. You know what I mean? So it's like you have all these theories about life and religion and how to treat people and blah, blah, blah. And then you practice none of them. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, save the planet. You know, I'm a humanitarian, but then I'm sitting next to you at a dinner and I don't even talk to you, you know?
Well, I mean, so it's nutty.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But let's switch gears. You shopping? You spending money?
No.
What are you doing?
I mean, I don't spend a lot. Do I spend a lot of money?
No. I mean, no. You could spend more money than you're spending. No.
Oh,
I mean, you're fashionable. No, you're fashionable. You don't spend a lot of money. I'm being honest. But, I mean, we got to buy a lot of Christmas gifts. Do you like your tree, though, by the way?
I like your tree. I think the plastic star made in China.
Well, Nikki picked the star, though. Where are you going to get this?
I like the fact that the kids like the star.
I mean, he's pressing.
But we lost the remote, so now it's on permanently.
We lost the remote. We have to order another one of those things. It was like $17 on Amazon. Okay, I mean, that is the cheesiest star that I've ever seen. If you put it on strobe, we'll probably go into like seizures and stuff. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. But, okay, so how are you shopping, though? What's the game plan on the shopping?
No, I'm shopping. Hopefully our kids won't listen to this, but I'm shopping on Amazon, and I'm shipping it all to a secret location. And I'm going to go there and wrap it all without them knowing. So because, you know, Nick is 5, about to turn 6 this year, and he's very interested. He thinks he's being helpful, which is very cute, but he likes to open all the packages that come.
Yes.
So that can't happen.
Yeah,
so
there's a package in there right now for him that's like Pokemon related. I got it buried under 5 or 6 things.
Well,
we got to get it out of the house.
He's also like his dad, and so he...
Is that a cut on him and me, or what?
It's a cut on you and him because he, like, is obsessed with something, and then he drops it like a hot potato 2 seconds later. So if you bought Pokemon, a lot of that, I mean, that's great and all, but he's over it already. He's on to Power Rangers, and now he watches all these YouTubers like Ninja Kids.
So how am I like that? What are you talking about?
Shine, shade.
You, like, are obsessed, and then you just... Or like, okay, anyway, moving on. You don't think that about yourself?
No, I think that's a little bit of a, like an unfair cut. I think I'm pretty consistent.
You go through phases like with things. Like you'll buy 100 back massagers, and then we have like a collection of those. You never use them again. Then you like buy 20 kits from GNC for cleansing. Then they sit there and collect dust. Then you buy like thousands of books on plant-based diets, and then you're eating a cheeseburger. Like that's what you do. He does it too.
It's unbelievable.
Is that true? Or you're like, oh, this is the best beauty product. Like, oh, it's all the shampoo from Sweden, and now it's like just has mold on it in the shower. You know?
My testicles are a lot smaller than Chimp's.
Anything else you want to say before we cut out?
No, just saying.
Right,
are you shopping?
I am. What do you want for Christmas?
I really don't need anything.
You don't want anything?
I mean, I love jewelry.
You love jewelry?
That's my favorite thing.
Okay. All right, so we got to get you something jewel-related.
What do you want?
Okay, well, 1 year, I bought her a laptop and a printer.
The first year.
It was absolute devastation in the relationship, devastation.
Okay, first of all, he bought me a laptop, and it came with a free printer. Okay. And second of all, like, who buys that for their new girlfriend? I thought he was, like, dumping me. I thought it was a way of you to get rid of. I was literally sitting crying after I opened the printer. Not because of what it was, but because of the fact that you literally took zero time to think about what I...
All right. Well, did I make up for it, though? I mean, I delivered some jewelry after that, right, or no?
No, you almost hit me in the face with that. He almost just hit me in the face with the phone. No, you've made up for it since, but that was not a good... I mean, but that's okay. I buy him gifts, and he's like, oh, that's nice. And he throws them to the side also.
Can we talk about sex at some point?
Everything. Can we talk about the lack of sex, actually? I mean, what are we doing there?
It's not by choice.
No, I don't understand.
No collusion.
There's been no collusion.
You got your 6-year-old son is dive.
He's 5.
Okay, but he's closing in on 6. He's Stuka dive bombing into the bed. Okay, he's running from one room to the next in a sleep hysteria, dive bombing into the bed. He is the largest cock blocker that I've ever met in my life. I've never seen anything like it.
I know. So it's that, and then flu, and strep, and stomach virus, and impacted bowel.
I shouldn't admit this, but one of my friends used to give his kids Tylenol PM so he could have sex with his wife. Is that appropriate?
Sexual escapades?
No, it was Benadryl, wasn't it?
Benadryl, yeah. He loaded him up on Benadryl. They were, like, doped up while he was trying to bang his wife. Is that bad?
No, we're getting to the point where we should just do it in front of them.
Do it in front of them.
And then they'll never come back.
Okay, babe, this is, like, probably FCC regulated. You can't do that. That's ridiculous.
If something shoots out of your vagina, you're going to worry about it.
Yeah, no, that's true. There's no doubt about it. But I try to tell you that.
What?
I told you before you had kids that you would be in a constant state of worry after they were born. Is that not true?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were like, oh, la-di-da, we'll do this and we'll do that. I said, no, you're not. You're going to be horrified.
Yeah.
You could be coming to Abu Dhabi right now with me on the big plane and unbelievable situation.
I'd rather be with them in Manhasset.
I understand that. But I'm just saying that, of course, because how are you going to leave them? I totally get it. I'm just saying. I tried to tell you that in the beginning. All right, so
they're my number one investor.
So our next podcast, I'm going to put a list together of Christmas items that men like me like. Do you do the same?
But just give me a hint so I could just.
Well, you know, back massagers, sex toys, different types of stimulators, earwax cleaners. You know,
dragging their testicles on the floor.
Yeah, stuff like that. No.
Can you hear how you talk?
I think I'm quite eloquent, actually.
Fingered it.
Oh my God, disgusting! All right, so we'll do that on the next podcast.
Yeah,
is that a deal?
We can have a Christmas an item. You know,
I'm gonna put a list together of the
top ten things women like.
Okay.
No
good.
Underwear, no thong.
I'm gonna do the same thing, and I'm gonna actually recommend a thong to my fellow men out there.
Okay.
That I think
for women
enjoy.
Or men.
Oh, a male thong, like a leather strap and so forth.
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. The 80s music is coming on. That's the cane for us to be
I done. Think it's the 70s music. It's not even 80s. It's like unbelievable, yeah. We've got a 23-year-old producer that was born in 1951.
Oh, my God. All right. You're getting on a plane now. You got to go, right?
All right.
Get on that plane.
All right.
Cool.
Peace out. We'll see you next. See you next Tuesday. See you on Tuesday.
Check out my Twitter feed. I'm going to post that thing of Biden so you guys can see it. It's really weird. All right? See you next Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.